Chocolate Wishes by Tricia Ashley, read by Julia Rounthwaite. Prologue, Mortal Ruin. When the normally innocuous radio station she always listened to while she was working suddenly started pumping out Mortal Ruin's first big hit, Dead as My Love, Chloe Leon was in the kitchen area of her small flat, carefully brushing a thick coating of richly scented dark Criollo Couverture chocolate into moulds to make the last batch of Hollow Angels before Christmas. That seemed pretty appropriate, because a Hollow Angel was what Raffi Sinclair had proved himself to be, but it meant that it was a couple of minutes before she had a hand free to reach across and snap down the off button. By then they'd moved on to Eric Clapton's Tears in Heaven, so it was becoming obvious that the guest on Desert Island Discs, she'd missed the start, had much happier memories of 1992 than Chloe did. In fact, she'd take a bet on the next song being Whitney Houston and I Will Always Love You, and that really would finish her off. But the music carried on playing in her head even after the radio was silenced, and it was already too late to suppress the memories. The dark, viciously searing tide of anger and pain at Raffi's betrayal was rushing in as sharply as if it had all happened yesterday, and she was once again that love-struck 19-year-old, thinking she'd found a kind of magic more potent than any of her grandfather's chants, charms, and incantations. She'd loved that Clapton song, though Raffi teased her that it was mawkish. But then, as well as being keen on Nirvana, he'd had a worrying penchant for Megadeth, and older bands like Iron Maiden, Judas Priest and Black Sabbath, all of which influenced the lyrics he wrote for his own band, Mortal Ruin. This obsession with the dark side was part of the reason why she'd never mentioned her grandfather to him.